In the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 17, this is letter number 6424. Baruch Hashem, the 27th day of Tammuz, Tovshiyut Ches, Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracha. So here, you know, there is sometimes a match that one takes an interest in, but then there is some technical problems. Like sometimes people don't want to marry a woman whose father's name is shares the same name like there. Yeah, now one of the, that's from being from Rabbi Yehuda Chossi, there's also a practical thing, because if you, if the woman will call his husband by his name, and that's the same name as his father, you know, it's so, but whatever the case is, the Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter of the 23rd day of Tammuz, in which you write that you are already 30, you're 30 years old, and you've never gotten married. And now there's a suggestion with a bachura, with a girl, whose father's name is the same like his. And you have a question in association that is articulated in the tzava, in the instruction of Rabbi Yehuda Chosid, not to marry a woman that has the same name, not to marry a woman whose father has the same name as yours. So the Rebbe says like this, since you have already waited, delayed so long to getting married, so if this woman is a Yiras Hashem, she's a God-fearing, and she's going to conduct as fitting Jewish daughters, kosher Jewish daughters. And the Rebbe specifies what it means, that she's going to set up her life in a way that's going to be carefully in particular in keeping the laws of family purity, Taras Mishpacha, keeping Shabbos, and making sure the food is kosher and the drinks are kosher, amongst all other mitzvahs that the Jewish people observe. So basically, if she is going to run a Jewish, kosher, halachic home, so then the Rebbe says it will be fitting that you should sit down three rabbis who are gathered together, three rabbis who are rabbis who actually are practicing rabbis who teach halacha, and they should make a ruling that they should add another name, and then he should get an aliyah to the Torah. And when you sign, you should also sign with your extra name. And the Rebbe says it's best that this additional name should be the first of the names. So what you're adding, a new name, that should be the first one. And then the Rebbe says it doesn't apply at all to the above instruction of Rabbi Yehuda Chosid, because it's a different name. And the Rebbe says the only thing left, that the tenoyim, the engagement, you should only make after its 30 days has been established with the new name. So once he has that new name for 30 days, that's when you could make that engagement. And the Rebbe says it's understood, and it's also obvious, that in any event, especially in your situation, that you require a special blessing. Know what the Rebbe means, a special situation, because he's already 30 years old, or maybe because there was other problems why he didn't get married till then, whatever the case is. But the Rebbe says, you need to strengthen yourself, because you need extra blessing. You need to strengthen yourself in the observance of Torah and mitzvahs as necessary. And to add even more, as the saying of our sages, Ma'ilim Bekoidesh, you always increase in holiness. And through your extra involvement and addition in Torah mitzvahs, this will also add and the blessings of the blessed Hashem Yisbarach, of the blessed Hashem in success. And mainly the idea that this building that you're going to get married to build a Jewish home, this should be an eternal home. That blessing, you'll have that blessing. And it'll be on the foundations of Torah and Mitzvahs, based on Torah and Mitzvahs. So this is important to add more Torah and strengthening Torah and the Mitzvahs. And the Rebbe says, as long as she's going to be run a Jewish home, a religious Jewish home, don't be concerned about the name. Get rabbis to rule, to add a name. Get the aliyah, wait 30 days, and then you make the engagement. The Rebbe says it would be also proper to check your tefillin. They should be sure, as the halacha is, and every weekday, before the morning davening, you should separate several coins for tzedakah. The Rebbe blesses him for good news and all the above, in the name of the Rebbe, by the Rebbe's secretary.